The Health Service executive will today begin an internal inquiry into the treatment of a suicidal young woman who sought an abortion. The woman's baby was eventually delivered by caesarean section, prompting many questions about the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Act, which was introduced just last year. Her case has also reignited the decades-old debate about the availability of abortion in this country. Irish Times journalist Kitty Holland has been speaking to the young woman who, for legal reasons, can't be identified. Kitty, in as much as you can, will you tell us a little about this young woman?
Yes, myself and Rue McCormick, the legal affairs editor from the Irish Times, met this young woman yesterday. She's extremely fragile, very vulnerable, and I would say that in my 18 years in journalism, I've never met someone as fragile and delicate as this young woman is. She arrived in Ireland earlier this year and had been raped in the country she had come from. She has no English. She has no money. She has very few people here. And where she is at the moment, she has no one. So she found out she was pregnant during a medical assessment when she arrived into the country and was told she was pregnant, and she immediately said that she would rather die than have this child. It was a rapist's child and that she couldn't bring this child into the world.
So what did she do then? Who did she talk to? Did she seek advice from anybody?
She was referred on then by the practitioner that she'd seen at that point to the Irish Family Planning Association, recognising that they could give her advice on her options. She was she had another pregnancy test. The pregnancy was reconfirmed, and she was then sent for a scan to a hospital to assess the gestational stage. She was 8 weeks and 4 weeks, 4 days pregnant, and she was told that if she wanted to go ahead and have a termination, she would have to face legal obstacles, which would have to be surmounted, which would be an exit and re-entry visa, because she wasn't free to leave the country. So she said she wanted to go ahead and do that, and the necessary forms were filled in. And as far as she understood at that point, she was going to be helped. She had a series of further meetings with the Irish Family Planning Association and counselling, and obviously asked about, you know, progress on the visa. She never saw a visa, but she was told at about 16 weeks about the costs that she was going to be facing. There's no funding for women from, unless it's deemed that they have to travel for an abortion by the state, there's no funding for that. So she was going to have to come up, she was told, with up to €1,500.
Money which presumably she didn't have.
Absolutely didn't have, and couldn't turn to anyone to help her raise it.
At any time did she say to anybody that she was feeling suicidal?
She told me and Ruan that she did say this at 8 weeks and 4 days, and that she continued to express these feelings throughout the counselling. And indeed at 16 weeks, when she was told about the costs and realised how absolutely trapped she was really in Ireland and that she couldn't access an abortion here, that she decided she was going to take her own life. And she described that to myself and Ruan yesterday, an attempt that was interrupted. She attempted to hang herself.
At what stage then did she make contact with a family friend?
She seems between 16 weeks and about 20 weeks, 21 weeks, to have really gone into some kind of despair and to have given up. She says she retreated to her room. She wasn't really eating or drinking, and she wasn't talking to anyone. At about 21, 22 weeks, she seems to have had another go at trying to do something about her situation. And through a family friend, through family at home, she got in contact with this family friend here, who's a professional. And he got some information and advised her that she needed to get herself to a GP and that she needed to set out exactly where she was at mentally, emotionally, and what she wanted. And that's where the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Act seems to have then kicked in. That's where she made herself fully available, or her situation fully known to the HSE.
But by that stage, she was what, 23 or 24 weeks pregnant?
She was about 24 weeks pregnant. And the doctor, the GP, referred her to psychiatric hospital, as far as I can understand. She saw a psychiatrist in a hospital. She spent a night there and then was taken to the maternity hospital, where she was had another scan, and it was established that she was over 24 weeks pregnant at that point.
And she was also, was she at that point, assessed by the two psychiatrists and the obstetrician?
She was then, yeah, then she saw two psychiatrists having had the scan, and that's, yes, the panel of experts was convened, and she was told that she couldn't have an abortion, and that's when she went on the hunger and thirst strike.
So, as you say, by that stage, she was plainly very, very upset, and that's when she went on the hunger and thirst strike, and that's when the courts were brought into
this. That's when the courts were brought in, and and she was advised that she needed to, if they were going to do anything for her, she needed to be stronger. And it seems that they didn't, from what she tells us, she didn't actually have to be force hydrated or force fed. She agreed to start eating and drinking herself, because I think she felt that she was going to get the abortion if she, I suppose, complied with what they needed her to do. She tells us that she was told she would have the abortion, that they were going to do the abortion. But then a few days later, she was told, actually, we have to go back to the cesarean section option, and that's the only option available to you.
And that, as we know, is what happened. Mm-hmm. How is she now?
She's, as I was saying, I mean, I've been in journalism for 18 years. I've interviewed a lot of very vulnerable, marginalised, hurt, distressed people. I've never come across someone as broken as she is.
Has she been able to see a psychiatrist over the past few weeks? Is there much support there for her?
She's seen the psychiatrist in hospital. She has, since she left hospital, she was discharged a week after the cesarean section, and she has seen psychiatrist twice since she left hospital. And she actually, when we were talking to her, she was going off to see the psychiatrist again. So she is being, I suppose, psychiatrically monitored or treated in the community. But I mean, given how fragile she is, I would wonder, you know, how safe she is in the community, to be honest.
Has she seen the baby, or what are her feelings now towards the baby?
She says she hasn't seen the baby, and I get the impression she doesn't want to. She doesn't want to think about it. During the interview, I just didn't push her on the issue of the baby. Mm-hmm. She's just too brittle, really.
You sought comments from both the HSE and the Irish Family Planning Association, who were involved with her at various stages. What have they said to you?
I was speaking to Niall Behan yesterday, the chief executive of the IFPA. He said that they support women with on all options with information, their non-directional counselling, but that immigrant women, particularly those with restricted travel rights, are, he said, can be effectively trapped in Ireland, that they're probably among the most vulnerable cohort of women. But he said they give them every support they can, but they cannot help financially. They're legally restrained from getting involved and helping financially at all.
I know we've also been seeking a statement from them. And as far as the HSE were concerned, did they say anything particular, or was it just a matter of restating the fact that they are going to be looking at the questions
raised
by this?
I asked about this assertion that she made, that she'd been offered an abortion initially at 24 weeks and was told she was going to be getting the abortion, and then they changed their mind. There seemed to have been some kind of change of mind. They said that her request for termination of the pregnancy was acceded to, and that it was terminated by way of cesarean section, so that there was no need to appeal. She said she was not given any option of appealing that decision.
There's an editorial in your own paper on this today, and I just want to read one particular sentence because it seems to hone in on one of the key issues at the heart of all of this. It talks about the Act, the New Protection of Life During Pregnancy Act, and it says, "It's also unclear about who is obliged to pass on to the appropriate medical authorities the clearly expressed wish of a suicidal woman to have an abortion, particularly if she is vulnerable and has communication difficulties." That does seem to be one of the issues at the very heart of this.
I think it seems
to
really go to the heart of what happened to this little more than a girl, really. She expressed a desire for an abortion at 8 weeks and 4 days, and she said she was suicidal about the fact that she was pregnant. And for some reason, she doesn't seem to have been heard. There seems to have been between 8, but particularly between the 16-week and 24-week, she fell between the gaps in some way. And is that because she speaks really no English, or is it because that a lot of people express ideas of being suicidal when they're in a crisis pregnancy, and for some reason she wasn't heard, but she was obviously quite serious about how she felt and quite intent on going through with it at 16 weeks.
Kitty Holland, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.